Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, dear saints of God, and welcome to another broadcast of Just a Few Minutes a Day with Moses Henry Jones. Well, today we're going to be talking about the new book, Spirit of Python Dunce, showing how Jensen Franklin's idiotic interpretation of Acts 16:16 proves he is a biblical moron. I have made my case in just a few chapters. The book is phenomenal. All of the book reviews that we're getting, people just love the book and can't wait for volume 2 and 3, which will be due out shortly. But today we're talking about Jensen Franklin's book, The Spirit of Python, and I contend that it is a book based on a literal interpretation wrongly misunderstood. Again, Jensen Franklin's book, The Spirit of Python, is a book based on a literal translation wrongly misunderstood. When I take you to Jensen Franklin's book, and more specifically to page number four, there's a heading called The Python. Now, of course, this is Jensen Franklin's book, and I'm going to read to you. And it says, in the 21st century, I believe the primary spiritual force attacking the church and the life of the believer is the same one that the Apostle Paul faced. Now, he has no evidence that the primary spiritual force attacking the church and the life of the believer is the same one that the Apostle Paul faced, but that's his belief. And again, he's wrong. Let me read that to you again. In the 21st century, I believe, this is his opinion now, that the primary spiritual force attacking the church and the life of the believer is the same one that the Apostle Paul faced. Now, he's going to quote Young's literal translation of the New Testament. And he's quoting Acts 16:16, and it reads like this: "And it came to pass, in our going on to prayer, a certain maid having a spirit of Python did meet us, who brought much employment to her masters by soothsaying." Again, let me read that. This is Young's literal translation of the New Testament, and it reads, "And it came to pass, in our going on to prayer, a certain maid having a spirit of Python did meet us, who brought much employment to her masters by soothsaying." Now, going on to speak, Jensen Franklin writes, "Most translations record that this woman was possessed with the spirit of divination. I would argue that all except three, and I highlight the three in my book. In fact, in my book, I give you 22. I give you a sample of 22 translations. 19 out of 22, which is the overwhelming majority, say spirit of divination. There's only three that have spirit of Python or a Pythian spirit. But Franklin says, "Most translations record that this woman was possessed with the spirit of divination. But in Young's literal translation, we see another name for this spirit, Python. This is the only time the name of an unclean spirit was given in the book of Acts." Now, I need to nitpick here because the Bible doesn't call this spirit unclean. It just calls it a spirit. It doesn't categorize it and call it unclean. He calls it unclean, which is, again, another mistake on his part, if we're going to be accurate. It says, he goes on to say, and he's posing a question, could it be that God wanted us to understand that there is a spirit of Python that wants to coil itself around every church and every believer, squeezing the spiritual life out of us? Well, Mr. Franklin Dean, the answer to that is no. The answer to that is no. God does not want us, never wanted us to understand that the spirit of Python is like the Python snake, which slithers into our lives and slowly coils itself around us and slowly squeezes us to death. No, Mr. Franklin. This is, my brothers and sisters, think about it. There are 22, I post 22 different translations and paraphrases in my book dealing with Acts 16:16. Jensen Franklin has based his book on Young, who happened to be a tremendous Greek and Hebrew scholar. There's nothing wrong with Young's literal translation. It's called the literal translation because he's trying to give you literally as much as what the Greek says. And the Greek does says, pneuma pythona. Pneuma is spirit, pythona, python, spirit of Python. So it wouldn't be a literal translation if Mr. Young did not tell you and did not write it the way it comes across in the Greek. It is a literal translation, and it's a wonderful literal translation. I would encourage every believer to have a copy of Young's literal translation of the Old and New Testament. I would encourage you to have a copy in your library. So the fault is not with Young. He's giving us a literal translation. Young did his job, but Jensen Franklin failed to do his job. Jensen Franklin failed to understand that spirit of Python doesn't mean that there's a spirit out there that acts like the Python snake. And this is why 19 out of 22 translators chose to put spirit of divination instead of spirit of Python, because the term spirit of Python would mislead people into thinking that there is a spirit that operates like a snake. But listen, those who would misunderstand this are people who never crack open books, people who never read much, like Jensen Franklin. The only ones who would misunderstand all of this are people who failed to do research. Jensen Franklin has failed to do research, and he based his entire book on the notion, on the misunderstanding, that there is a demon out there, more particularly Satan. There is a fallen angel who would like to slither into your life, coil himself around you, and squeeze the Holy Spirit out of you. This is asinine. This is just stupid. This is just moronic. And, of course, this is Jensen Franklin's whole thesis. And he based his book on a misunderstanding, on a misunderstanding of a literal translation from a scholar named Young. All of the translators, most of the translators, let me say, most of the translators preferred to write spirit of divination, because they knew that if they translated it spirit of Python, many people would be confused and not know. But the proper, the more understandable and correct interpretation would be spirit of divination. Now, again, Young was just writing a literal translation. Young did what the book said it was going to do. Franklin failed to understand the meaning of the Greek text and what St. Luke was writing. So Jensen Franklin's book, The Spirit of Python, is a book based on a wonderful literal translation that has been wrongly misunderstood by a pulpit dunce by the name of Jensen Franklin. I'll be back tomorrow, dear saints of God, with another short snippet on Jensen Franklin's book. God bless you.